Aleichem, sweetest friends, we are continuing our previous shiur, where we saw a steer in the Ramah. Reuven says to Shimon, please buy merchandise for us. Shimon goes ahead and buys it. Can Shimon say that he bought it only for himself? In one place the Ramah says yes, another place the Ramah says no. It was bought for both Reuven and Shimon. So we are miyashiv the steer in the previous shiur, but being medayik in the Ramah. The Ramah says, when can he say he bought it only for himself if it's chur b'zol? If it's merchandise, that's very cheap. If merchandise is very cheap, and then he goes ahead and buys it for himself, then it's not rishus, because that's something that's uncommon. And just like an ani mahapich b'charara, if it's a mitzia, somebody else is allowed to snatch it because it's not common to find such a thing. So therefore, you have a right to take it before he's kana. But when it comes over here to this case of, schar b'zol, so if he buys it for himself, he's b'seder gamor, meaning he's not a rasha. So we believe him to say that he bought it for himself. But if it's not schar b'zol, that's what the Ramah is talking about in the other place. If it's not schar b'zol, it's regular schar. Shim is not believed to say he bought it for himself, for the simple reason that he's making himself into a rasha, and a person is not believed to give himself a cheskes rasha. That is the what we saw in the previous shir, at least a part of what we saw. And the kayetze b'zeh we find in the shev shmeitza. And shmeitza gimel perik dalet from the Beis Yosef in Yeredeya. So somebody who's meimir da, somebody who becomes rachmana litzlan, an apostate, so until he became an apostate, he's kasher. So if he did shchita, or he was menaker, he removed the chelev from the animal or the gid, and then he was meimir, and that day everything is kosher, because a person has a cheskes kashrus until he mamish goes off the derech. So you're not machzik a person b'rasha l'mafreya. See more about this in the Ketzos and Nunbeis of Katan Aleph, and in the great Sefer Nos and Pirio, Mechelik Aleph and Simon Lamed Hey. And therefore, k'shekayna schayra she'ena b'zol v'nimsa she'nasa rasha v'mashekana shimon la'atzmai. So therefore, says Rav Nosson, that when a person's kind of schara she'ena b'zal, if a person's kind of schara merchandise that's not cheap, and therefore he became a rasha when Shimon buys it for himself and not for Reuven, because it's like an ani amahapich b'charara, that this ani wants to buy something, and then somebody else comes and snatches it and buys it before him. What is he doing? Buy it somewhere else. So we don't allow this person to make himself into a rasha, and therefore he's not named to say afterwards that he bought it for himself, because at that time he had a cheskes kashrus, like we see in the shmeitza that brings the Beis Yosef, that when a person has a cheskes kashrus, he's a cheskes kashrus until we know that he doesn't. So memela, a person is not believed to say, when I bought this chayra, I only bought it for myself. No, when you bought it for yourself, you had a cheskes kashrus, and since you had a cheskes kashrus, we're not going to believe you to say this ligand, this lie, which we're saying is a lie, that you bought it only for yourself, because that'll mean that you weren't kosher, and we want to believe that you were kosher, you had a cheskes kashrus. So you didn't make yourself into a rasha. So even though now you're saying that you did, you're not believed, because back then you had a cheskes kashrus, and that's why the Ramah paskins the way he paskins, that if Shimon agreed to buy for both of them, so he bought it for both of them, he can't make up any stories afterwards. Where Reuven says to buy schar b'zal, which is like a mitziah, and memela, when Shimon buys it for himself, he doesn't turn into a rasha, because here there's no din of ani mahapich b'charara, because this is a mitziah. There the Ramah says that afterwards he is believed, because schar b'zal is a mitziah, and therefore he's not turning himself into a rasha. He's believed when he says that he bought it for himself. It doesn't make him into a rasha, because this is a mitziah. So based on this, now we can be miyashiv the sheet of the Ramah, who brings both the din of the Itter and Simen Kuf Pei Gimel, the din of the Rav Yah and Reish Samech Tes. What's the din of the Rav Yah? that if he was misratze to buy for both of them, then he has to split it up. And what's the din of the Bala Iter? He can say that, no, I bought it for both of us. I bought it just for me. It's not a geshmaka thing to do, it's not nice, but it works. So which one is it? Can he say that he bought for both or not? So in Chinami, the Bala Iter and the Ravya arguing with each other. But what the Rama did is he found a way to make room for both of them. He paved the way for himself. The Paskin both, that he cannot say that he bought for both, and he can't say that he bought for both. V'yazoi, how does that work? Very simple. If it's Schar Bezol, if it's Schar Bezol, then he can go back and say that he's believed to say that he bought it only for himself. And if it's not, because that doesn't make him to a Rasha. But if it's not Schar Bezol, then he can't. Because then he's making himself into a Rasha. So this is not the Iter didn't say it's Schar Bezol. The Iter who says that he can change his mind and say that he bought it only for himself is not talking about Schar Bezol. But the Rama says that in that such a case, only then we apply the din of the Bala Iter. So this is all the Rama. Now what's interesting is that the Ravya himself is talking about Schar Bezol. The Ravya who said that he can't retract if he was misratze, then he has to buy for both of them. He is talking about Schar Bezol. Wait a second, according to the Rama, in such a case, you may retract. He's believed to say that he retracted. And the Ravya is talking about the Schar Bezol, says that you can retract if he originally agreed to buy for both, himself and Reuven. But that doesn't bother the Rama. The Rama makes his own mahalach in the sugya. The Rama says that if it's Schar Bezol, then that's why the Rama himself writes Kuf Pei Gimel Reuven Shai Yodea B'Schar Bezol. So it's cheap merchandise. And he says, Shimon, I want you to buy for us. So in such a case, Shimon's believed to say that he bought it for himself, because that doesn't make Shimon into a Rasha. Whereas when it's not Schar Bezol, there Shimon's not believed, because then he's making himself into a Rasha by saying he bought it for himself. What'd you do that for? That's the Mahalach of the Rama. Al pi amavur yesh lahara mashikasa ba pischei tshuva. Pischei tshuva, the name of the tshuva is not Yehuda Kama, Choshen Mishpat, Simen Lamed, Os Yotes. He writes, Shadafka kashi yadua be'edim, shekano latzim osarach lachalukim ruvein, and gosheni yadua shklal. Shekbi amatzir shkana schorak mpi atzmoi, pashal adas esorvim leel, kuf pe gimel. Shim omar kain, bifne edim mahani, gam kain mahani mitam migu, So the Pischei Tshuva, that's the sefer that brings a lot of Tshuva Sfarim, a lot of interesting halachas. So he says in Reish Samach Tes that it's only when it's Yadua Be'edim Shekano La'atzmo when it's known that he bought it for himself, it's known be'edim. The Eidim went and saw that he bought it. Then he has to split it up with Reuven. But if it's not even known that he bought it, the only way you know is that he told us. If we know that he was Koneit, then he has to split it up with Reuven. Because that's what it says in Reis Samach Tes. In Reis Samach Tes, the Rama says that Im Nisratza Liknos Lishneim, he's Zocha for both of them. That's if we know independently that he bought it. If we know independently that Shimon bought it, then he has to split up with Reuven. But if it's not known that Shimon bought it, the only way we know is that he told us. It's Pashut, says the Noda Behuda. Sheladas is so familiar, according to those told earlier in Kuf Pei Gimel. Shimamar came bifne Eidim Mahani, that if he says it in front of Eidim, it's effective that he bought it for himself. Also here, it's going to work mitam migu. Why is it going to work mitam migu? What's the migu? Migu is hapesha amar shegbiya v'shekana hu v'shekana hu hapesha amar shelatzmo kana. The same mouth that says that he bought it is the mouth that says that he bought it for himself. So if we only know that he bought it from due to his own admission, otherwise we wouldn't know. So what's the din? The din is if he goes ahead and he makes the following claim. He says that I bought it, but I bought it for myself. So since the only way we know that he bought it is through him, so we're completely basing ourselves on his word, then we have to take his word out of self. And we also have to take his word that he bought it for himself. That's the assertion of the Noda Behuda. But based on what we're saying, it's not true. That if it's Schoira She'eino B'zol, that he's a Rasha, Midin Ani Amahapich B'charara, what are you buying this Schoira only for yourself? The other guy wants it, and it's not like you're getting it cheap. So he's making himself into a Rasha. So he's a Cheskes Kashrus, that he wasn't miscaving to buy it for himself. That'll make him into a Rasha. So even though he has a Migu, he's not believed. Because it's a migu b'makom chazaka, and we have a shaila in Bava Basra, and the Hamad base. If migu is effective b'makom chazaka, so if migu doesn't work b'makom chazaka, it's also not going to work. Because here is a cheskes kashrus. You want to say that he is a migu that he's believed that he bought this merchandise only for himself, because we only know he bought it because of him. He didn't have to say anything. But he's the one who admitted that he bought it, so therefore we also have to believe him that all our information is coming from him. So therefore we also have to believe him that he bought it for himself. No. He asked you that he said that he bought it, but he was also the one who said that he bought it only for himself. So we should believe him? No, because it's b'makom chazaka, because he's a cheskes kashrus, and saying that he bought it for himself is going against his cheskes kashrus. The Rashi Bava Basra writes the halacha that amigo b'makom chazaka is an ibay de lo ifshita, and you're not motzi mamon. All the person does, he takes a shuas hesays and he becomes pater. Because amigo b'makom chazaka is very shvach. So in this case, If Shimon's a muchzok, so ain't motzin miyado. Lo mafkina memona. You're not taking away money. You're not allowed to be motzi from Shimon. So Shimon's already muchzok, ain't motzin miyado. But if Reuven's muchzok, then ain't Shimon motzi miyado. So now we have to just look at who's muchzok. Is lo mafkina memona. And if Reuven's muchzok, you don't take it away from him. Because again, Shimon's making a claim against the Cheskes Kashrus. So it's amigo b'makom chazaka. I don't know what Reuven's going to swear. What can Reuven take a shvuah about over here? But maybe if Shimon is muchzik, maybe Shimon has to take a shvuah, because he can take a shvuah that he bought it for himself. But if Reuven's muchzik, he can't. So while we're already on the topic of Cheskes Kashrus, So it's kedai to make a ha'ara here on the Shev Shmaitza, Shmaitza Gimel Perek Dalet. There he asks on the Bach in Yerideh and Simen Kuf Yotes, very interesting case. He was a Sheikhet, and Yotze Treifa Mitachas Yado. One time, he had a Treifa that came out from him. So Medina, Ein Lesor Akelim Lamafreya. Duki Gavra Cheskose. Because you're mad with this person, and it's chazaka. So he shechs once to treifa. So even though Medina, you don't aser his kelim lemafreya, because you assume that he's not a doesn't have kosher kelim. Because uki gavra cheskase, because he's a cheskes kashrus. Nevertheless, yesh misafek, you should be machmir and aser kelim, because now he's found to be chashid. And therefore, maybe he was already chashid before, and therefore you should be machshir as kelim. So that's the din of the Bach. So frek the shmaitza, I don't understand. There's a tosin chulin that asks, it talks about a person who shechs on Shabbos, and we say it's talking about where he shechs b'mezit. So he's a mummer lechal Shabbos, vishchitas opsula. He's a mummer lechal Shabbos, and therefore his shechita is pasul because he shechted on Shabbos. B'mezid. So why then is his shechita kosher? It should be pasul. Shechit b'Shabbos should be pasul. So how can you be machshir the shechita? So Tosfos answers that, you know why we're machshir the shechita of somebody who shechs on Shabbos? Because that time he wasn't a mummer yet. The first time he wasn't yet a mummer, he's only a mummer afterwards. And the Rambam writes in the Perashat Mishnayos that since before he shechted the rov, he's makalkel, and he only becomes a mummer when he finishes it up. So therefore, his shechita is kasher. So if we say that somebody who's marshia lefanecha, we say Emer Shir Shia Kodem Shchitas Apsula. So one second. If he shechted, now he's a Machal Shabbos, so let's assume that earlier he was also Machal Shabbos. So he's already a Mumer. Elevadai She'ein Machzikin Oisei B'Rosh Elam Afreya. So the Sheikh Shmaitzer brings a Raya from here, you're not Machzik Rosh Elam Afreya. Again, the Bach says that if somebody shechts a Treifa, so then you have to be misafik, you have to be machshir his kelim. You can't use his kelim. You have to aser his kelim because you assume that he was lo beseder even before. But we see it's not like this by Shabbos. When somebody shechs b'mezid on Shabbos, he only becomes a mummer after the shechita and not before, because he's a cheskes kashrus before. You're not machzik somebody as a rosh el mafreya. So that's the kasha of the shmeitza on the Bach. You hold that you are machzik somebody as a rosh before, even though you only revealed their rishis now. And we see not like that from the Gemara in Chulin. Yedalid says the Mishi Shech b'Shabbos, it's a good shechita, and you're not a mummer l'mafreya. So that's the kasha of the Shemites. However, Rabbeinu Nassin answers that it's really not shver at all, because definitely a person doesn't become a rasha l'mafreya because he didn't do the Maisa Rishis said he's not a mummer yet. It's just the efsher that he's together. He's not a rasha l'mafreya, but he's a chashad l'mafreya, that he has no ne'amanus. And if so, the Bach is right that he's a chashel of my friend, he's not ne'aman ala shechita. And you can't trust his earlier shechitas, you can't trust his kelim, because he becomes a chashel of my freya. But not a mumel of my freya. And what's the nafkamina? If a kasher is omel al gabu v'vadek tzakino, that if he's a mumer, his shechitas pasal like shechitas akum. But if he's only a chashel, so mo'al kasher shomer al gabav, and therefore somebody shechs on Shabbos is shechitas kasher, because he doesn't become a murmur l'mafreya at the pasul is shechita definitely. If you're going to say it becomes a chasher l'mafreya, no. So there's an eitzah that you should have a kasher omid al gabav, and in such an instance, his shechita is going to be kasher. So if earlier on he had someone was omid al gabav, he had a kasher omid al gabav, and he was watching him shecht properly, then it's beseder, because one does he have a status of a mummer? He only has the status of a mummer now, but earlier he didn't have the status of a mummer. So this particular shechita is a kasher shechita, because even though with this shechita he became a mummer from here on in, but as he was shechting this animal, he wasn't yet a mummer. And someone's Omer al Gabav was watching that he did it okay. So, in this shechita, you're not going to passel it because it was an Omer al Gabav. And if an earlier shechita, you had somebody watching him, he's also kasher. It's not a kasher. Or we have a teretz. The Bach says that Rechoshesh, this person's earlier shechitas, and his rechoshesh to be machshir is kelim, and that's true, but it's just a chshash. But he's not mamish a mummer, he's not. And the nafkamina is that if you have a omid al gabav, if you have somebody watching him, if he was a mummer, and it doesn't matter if a kasher omid al gabav watching him, but since we don't consider him a mummer, if a kasher is omid al gabav, then his earlier shechitas are beseder, and this shechita that he did on Shabbos is beseder. It's not good that he did it, but it's a kasher shechita. And because yes, he's chashed, but no, he is not considered a mummer mamish. So there's obviously a lot more to say about this, so please God, hopefully we will revisit this soon. I really hope. Shalom, shalom, sweetest friends. Thank you.